Connection on Life.
It is good to be king.
We're holding court inside the Air King booth at the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show in New Orleans.
And we're not taking it a bit easy here in the Big Easy.
We're earning our hazard pay when designer Roger Hazard from A&E's Move This House, Sell This House Extreme crashes in with husband Chris Stout Hazard, who leads the design charge and their Love Decades furniture line.
And James Young from DIY Network's I Hate My Kitchen is in our kitchen cooking up some craftiness and kicking up dust from Wreck
Gallery to Regal Remodel.
Yeah, what he said.
And this may be our crowning achievement, so pull the sword from the stone. The coronation is on.
Right now on My Kitchen Up Life.
Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we laugh with the referee. So glad you walked into my life. Into my fixing up life.
And you are inside My Fix It Up Life with my Fix It Up husband, Mark.
And my beautifully fixed up wife, Teresa. And it is good to be king.
It is good to be king. And I'm glad that we get to spend time here at the Air King booth because it's like home.
It is like home.
Because they're based near where our home is.
That is exactly
right.
Yeah,
it's out in Pennsylvania.
U.S.-based manufacturing
yes.
and design. Love, love, love it.
Yes.
Jeff Ken Kellen, president of Air King.
Mm-hmm.
Or you...
So you're president and king at the same
Why is
time.
It happening?
It's a good
Simultaneous.
Life.
Simultaneous.
It's a good life.
Dad, does your family respect that as well?
Occasionally.
Occasionally?
When I come home.
Yeah, when you come home, exactly. Exactly. But you're traveling around the country. You're sharing... some really cool, really energy-efficient products.
Yes, and I want to say congratulations, too, on the back-to-back awards you've gotten for Energy Star.
Well, thank you. We're yes. very proud of that achievement. It took a lot of work and a lot of time, but it's nice to be recognized for that effort that we put forward.
And what does that mean? I mean, what goes into that? What are, I don't want, like, you know, necessarily
criteria. How did you get
criteria.
The award?
How did you win versus all the other people who didn't?
Well, what we did is it's a basically a three-prong competition. There's about 600 companies from very small manufacturers up to very large manufacturers, oil companies, car manufacturing companies. And what we do is we go around and we energize our plants, if you will. We look at ways we can save energy by creating, you know, obviously going solar in some places, changing to fluorescence. But they also count on your energy-efficient product line. So we introduced 10 new products this year, along with 20 last year. But the real key is education. We set up educations across the country. We go with contractors. We go to our own plants. We go to homeowners. We do the trade shows. We go on radio shows like yours, and we talk about energy-saving products. And all that comes in, we get all these pledges from people who are going to work with us to change over their product lines to energy-efficient products. They put it in the computer at EPA, and they come out with a number of greenhouse gases that are being saved based on our efforts. And in 2012, we saved over 4 million pounds of greenhouse gases from being emitted. So we thought we did a good enough job, and that got us in 12th place and earned us the award. But this year, we wanted to do better. So we set out and we doubled our effort, and we actually ended up saving over 20 million pounds of greenhouse gases, and that put us number 2 on the list behind power company that is a mega size compared to a little manufacturer like us. And Mark, like you said before, I want to make sure that people realize we compete in America with American-made products. And it's a pleasure, like I said, we're right down the street from you guys in Westchester, Pennsylvania, and these products are all made there with American workers, with American steel and everything else. So we're very proud of the fact that contractors realize the importance of that, and they realize that with these awards behind us, they're really getting the bang for their buck, if you will. So.
And you're, you know, the president should call you because you're proof that it's possible. I love it. I love it. It doesn't have – I understand it's a global economy. I get all that stuff, and – it's not like things were never made elsewhere before, but that you can do it here is the proof in the pudding.
And do it well here, too.
And do it well.
There's a lot of people that should be complimented about that. The ownership of our company had a very difficult decision to make about 10 years ago, which is follow the trend and go offshore or reinvest in America and make it here. And they decided... We're better. We have the facilities. Let's just make it work. And for the past 12 years, we've really been working hard at making that a reality. And we're very proud of the fact that the customers, both the homeowners, the distributors, the contractors, really our entire product category. They really respect the fact that it is an American-made product.
So when someone wants to support a company that supports not only U.S. manufacturing, but is a greenhouse partner. Do you have a greenhouse at your yard? Energy Star partner. I want to get behind that and support that. Am I going to my local big box? Am I picking that up? Do I have to seek it out? Is it professional distribution? Where do I go?
Well, the good news is the consumers have really asked for more Energy Star products. They're really embracing this. So you can go online. You can find it just by, really Googling Energy Star exhaust fans. We have online partnerships. We have big box partnerships. But we also like the mom-and-pop feel, too. So we have your local hardware stores. We have electrical distributors, HVAC distributors. There's a million outlets that can handle Air King product. But the real key, Mark, is when the customers do go out and they look for a product, they know if they get an Energy Star labeled product, they're going to get something that's quiet, it's going to be efficient, but it also has to maintain certain standards, too. So if they know nothing else about exhaust fans and they want to go to their local, wherever place of business, if they buy an Energy Star exhaust fan, they will be pleased with the performance, and they'll absolutely be pleased with this longevity. It's a really good product category.
It's too bad you're not passionate about Air King, which you can follow at AK Ventilation on Twitter.
Yeah.
Check them out at airkinglimited.com.
Online. On the interweb, like you call it.
The interweb. I don't even know what that is.
Yes, I think we have to go to break.
We'll be back with more from the Air King booth at the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show with more. I'm picking up my
I'm alone in the service of the Queen. I'm alone anywhere up in between. She's been crying. I've been thinking, and I can't be here.
Got paint prep? Do it the high way, not the hard way, with Hyde's 14-in-1 multi-tool. Scrapes paint, spreads spackle, sets nails, it even cleans rollers. It screws and unscrews just about anything. There's even a bottle opener. Buy it online at Amazon.com.
No like cheap fries, cold beer on a Friday night, pair of jeans and bitches fries.
And you are back inside my Fix It Up Life. We're in the Air King booth. We're at the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show in New Orleans, Louisiana.
Yes, we are, and we're enjoying our time here. I can't wait to go out tonight. Where should we go?
I don't know. Where should we go?
I don't know.
Roger Hazard, Chris Stout Hazard.
I know you're going to get in trouble. It doesn't really. You only have to go a block to get in trouble in New Orleans.
Sell this house, Extreme. Love Decades Furniture.
Yes.
joining us, where should we go?
And you brought stuff, too. I got to see the stuff.
I preface that with, do I want an answer?
All right.
Hey.
Okay. Gorgeous stuff here.
I'm not supposed to remember what happens in New Orleans. That's what I've been told.
Let's forget about food for a while. Actually, these would be great to serve food on, too.
Well,
what
potential.
Yeah.
So you're looking at sample boards. You're looking at sample boards. We designed a new cabinet line for custom covers, and it's called Facets. The whole idea... And a little over a year ago, I was standing in my kitchen. I had just finished shooting 9 back-to-back episodes of Sell This House Extreme, where I put a new kitchen in every single house.
You're kidding me.
And each one, of course, needed to be a completely different design because you don't want to do the same thing twice, do you? And I got home. I'm like, why has no other designer attached themselves or gotten really heavily involved in the cabinet industry? You're limited. We have... certain colors, colors have become popular, but now people are starting to mix things up. We have had three different colors in our kitchen. We thought we were edgy. But I'm like, it's really not who we are. And I was like, what would it be like if we had our kitchen island was buffalo plaid?
First, you'd have to.
I like
me
you.
Carry on with this conversation. I'm gonna have to know what buffalo plaid is.
All right. Well,
and then
plaid.
Secondarily,
it's plaid. It's red and black.
Fancy plaid.
Oh, it's fancy plaid.
Fancy it's hipster. Plaid. Hipster plaid.
Oh, great. Oh, hold on a second. My pants aren't tight enough.
Yeah.
Where's my fedora?
No, but I'm.
That's
holding...
all I know about hipster. That's
this
it.
This is called Candy Vertical.
Yeah.
And this
so
is gorgeous.
One of our many designs.
Yes.
And we have just a whole wide variety of designs. that we've come up with to kind of show people what you can do with this technology, but our hope is that people bring us their images, bring us their own designs, or work with a graphic designer and come up with something that's one of a kind, only in their kitchen, period.
Think fashion and cabinetry. We had a fashion show last night introducing the new line.
We missed it. I'm sad.
I know. I missed you, too.
Did you guys video it? Can we see it on YouTube or on your website or anything? Pictures?
We'll have all kinds of photos and stuff up.
Okay.
I'm good at the runway walk, by the way. I can do that.
And the website...
They can't do it.
And the website is...
It's customcupboards.com.
Customcupboards.com. Yep.
So you're applying this technology, which is changing the color, changing the pattern, to the whole cabinet,
you
to the doors.
You could use artwork that could be transferred. You could do photography, commercial, personal.
But it can go on a door front. It can go on inside the door. It can go on the back of the cabinet.
Oh, my goodness. I just had a mommy moment. I think it would be
These last a while.
So special to have, like, your kids do a drawing, and then you could do every cabinet.
Absolutely.
Drawing from your child, and it's just like a collection. Instead of putting artwork on the refrigerator,
rather than taping up on the inside of the door,
we can print inside the box or
grandmas
outside.
Will love this.
Yes.
Right?
Oh, that's a perfect
but
grandma
thing. But
tell
younger people, I mean, you don't have, you know, a little bit goes a long way. That's why I keep saying, think of fashion. You know, a lot of our customers have jobs where they have to wear suits to work. And then, you know, for fun, they might wear Argyle socks or a fancy, you know, handkerchief, or the lining of their jacket will be something different. So that's what I say, a little bit goes a long way. We have a client in New York City. He's an accountant, a tax accountant for Samsung. So he's in suits every day. And his apartment, he entertains clients there. It's very tailored. But he's like, my friends really know me as being orange plaid. So he has gray shaker-style kitchen cabinets on the outside. But when you open it, it's orange plaid.
I love that.
We do, too.
I love when you open something and there's something special, in, like in a closet or in a cupboard or somewhere, you know, that on the outside, and then, like, the lining inside your coat or your socks or whatever
it is. Right, it's
personal.
And it's a way to really...
Like, do you have a pattern on under there, or is that just a plain blue tee?
I can't tell you.
Do you have a pattern under your pattern?
No, yes.
Are you wearing an Argyle t-shirt under your plaid shirt?
I don't know
if we should go this direction.
I want to know. I'm going to ask later.
No, I'm sorry. That's my Fix It Up Life After Dark. That's a whole show.
Next week on My Fix It Up Life After Dark.
Well, it is true. And even Tim Williams has fun socks on right now. You might not tell from his black t-shirt and jeans, but he's wearing fun.
He's an Argyle socks man.
Yes, he
is.
That's
my point. Everybody wants to express themselves. Just look at people's phone covers.
Yeah,
they're not going to stick with what they were given. They want to take it the distance.
See?
A little bling,
little
goes a long
special
way.
iPhone
just think
cover.
About that. If you just had one face of the front of your Islander, or two cabinet doors, could be polka dots.
So just for the record, all my socks are black. My wallet's black. My phone's black. I'm not even in this conversation. Yeah. So about Love Decades Furniture.
All right.
I've been telling him lately that he needs to get Argyle socks.
Does some of this mojo play over into that?
Everything,
does it come from there?
It's all interconnected.
Yeah, we get bored easily, clearly. So we're involved in a lot of things, but one of the things we're doing is taking a lot of the style and a lot of the lessons we've learned from our furniture company and applying it to these other projects. And with Decades, you know, the whole concept there is it's totally custom. So I have people calling me up wanting a bright green sofa or purple or, you know, bright blue. And we can do that. And they're going to be the only ones on their street, on their block with that kind of sofa.
Oh,
we're past the days of everything being beige.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I love you.
They were going to have a moment here.
Is that a mommy moment or is that a different type of moment?
No.
I can tell you.
No,
that's
a designer
moment.
Beige is great for a lot of things, you know? You want to have
a
neutral.
Background.
But it's not the symphony. Like, you don't have, you don't just play one instrument in the symphony. You have everything.
Who raises their hand when you say, whose favorite color is beige? No one.
No.
What did Jack say his favorite color was?
Oh, it's something. He's 4 years old. He couldn't possibly know this, but he did, and it was...
Brine.
Brine. Wow.
He's four.
That,
his preschool teacher said...
That child has been around too many color books.
Yes. What's your favorite brine?
That's a little edgy. Yeah.
You're not going to find that in the 64 color box.
No. The Pantone calls him.
Right. Yeah, right.
So what is on your, what are on yours at home? Like, what does your house look like? Are there photos on your website?
We are in the middle of renovating our house.
Oh.
We're doing a web series because everybody's seen me for 12 years now fix up everyone else's home. They're like, what is your house like? More like, well, we bought a house built in 1850
currently
in upstate New York. We moved from Austin, Texas, and we're doing a room-by-room web series documenting everything.
How?
And
how
what's that website? Where do we
it's
find it?
It's called The Gray House, and you can find it on our design, Design Hazards.
DesignHazards.com.
You spell gray with an E or an A?
With an E, because we're special designers.
Because you're extra
special.
To throw
up the American.
You make fun of yourself. Hey, we did this really great thing. That's not that good.
No, we like it that way.
You spell molding, O-U-L-D-I-N-G.
Well, every once in a while, but my iPhone gets angry at me.
Yeah, we went to a restaurant last night. It had a lot of extra letters in the name. What was that?
No idea.
Tim Williams? Bistro. And it was spelled with E.
Yes.
Yeah. No.
B-A-U-X. That's Cajun.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Yeah. Now, so you're going through, it's 1850, you said?
1850.
It'll be 1850 still on the outside, but when you go inside, it'll be modern. But what we're trying to do is show how modern, used correctly, will marry well with 1850, but last for another 150 years.
You know,
wow.
We did this in
and
Austin.
And be timeless.
Because we had a brand new modern house that was green and had beautiful, huge commercial windows. And Roger took one look at it and decided, well, I want to turn this into a farmhouse. He married kind of the farmhouse look of the exterior, brought it all inside. And so we took this very modern space and all of a sudden made it much more historic feeling, much more aged feeling. So we're kind of doing the flip.
The reverse.
This.
Right.
It's kind of like the style I always say ours is formal farmhouse.
Nice.
Yes.
Yeah.
We have pine floors, but big crown molding and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Kind of a rustic modern mix, but it just shows your personality.
Yes.
Now,
definitely.
Are you tearing this place apart? Are you going over what's there?
No, we don't want to tear it apart. We don't want to lose the character, so we're working carefully with what exists.
Right.
But we're using, so even though I'm going with just, you know, Victorians are known to have more than five colors on the exterior.
Mm-hmm.
We're going with one, and it will be gray. But once you open the front door, there's going to be an explosion of color from room to room.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So what are you going to do with your cabinet?
Well, we're going to do something quite special. We'll use it in several ways, but you're going to have to wait and see.
Oh, we're going to have to watch the web series. He's teasing me.
Now, here's one for you. We get this all the time. We're married. How do you guys keep from killing each other when you're going in different directions?
Do you want to answer that?
Again, the second question I don't think I want an answer to. I beat the crap out of him, and that's what happened.
No. I mean, we cover the bruise as well, but no. I'm completely kidding. No, actually,
I'm in short sleeves.
We actually, it sounds crazy, but we kind of just gel with style. It's pretty easy for us because, you know, he's, I don't know, I don't want to do the Osmonds and be like a little bit country, a little bit rock and roll, but I gravitate.
I don't
modern.
Want you to either.
No.
So just so you know, we're on the same page.
Yeah, and my vocals aren't that great. I love modern, and he does definitely gravitate towards rustic. And what we found is that we're both kind of happiest when there's that play back and forth. So, you know, we kind of pull each other back to center.
We balance each other
because he'll be like going crazy with like antlers and like, and I'll be like,
antlers?
Okay, we're gonna reel this in just a little bit.
Yeah, I have to be careful. I am a fan of taxidermy, and I've gotten scolded about that by many people.
Oh yeah.
So I'm pulling back.
Those
I don't think antlers and taxidermy is
about that.
I don't think that's a wild trend. That's not like.
It's all antiques.
They would have died of natural causes.
Uh huh.
They're so old.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
It's kind of creepy though.
Not really.
They're like
not
extra
really.
Now, is that the Texas in you?
Yeah.
Like, are you, like, big game?
I never want to be in the house by myself, so I hang things on the wall.
So you hang creatures on the wall. Do you really have creatures on your wall?
All right, let's change the topic.
He doesn't have creatures on his wall. Are you kidding me?
I don't know.
What is it, Silence of the Lambs?
Maybe. I don't
They're
know.
They're not creatures. They're not creatures.
Oh, yeah. I love you guys. I'm so sorry we missed the party last night, but I'm so glad I get to see a little sample here. And we can go to, the website is?
Customcovers.com.
Customcovers.com.
And we can check out the webisode at, web series at?
Designhazards.com.
And the furniture is Love Decades.
Love Decades. Well, we love
Hazard.
Or we don't love that we have to take a break. So we'll be back with more from the Air King booth, the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show, with more My Fix It Up Life.
I've been roaming around, always looking down, and all I see, painted faces, still the spaces I can't reach. You know that I can use somebody. You know that I can use somebody.
Want to turn a kitchen or bath from drab to fab? Tile it yourself with Bondera.
If you can paint or wallpaper, you can put in beautiful new tile yourself using Bondera.
Bondera makes tiling faster, easier, and cleaner than using mortar or mastic.
It's an advanced, pressure-sensitive adhesive on a roll
that repels water, is mold-resistant, and environmentally friendly.
Saving time and money is beautiful with Bondera Tile Mat Set.
Visit BonderaTileMatSet.com for more information.
Or grab a roll at Lowe's today.
Black submarines operate me, pull me back on the line.
Oh, thanks.
Pick me up when I'm down, operate me. This is killing my mind. Oh, can it be? The voice is calling. Everybody knows that a broken heart is bright, that a broken heart is mine. Driven fast for a chained operator.
Inside My Fix It Up Life with my wife Teresa
and my husband Mark,
and we're inside the Air King booth at the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show.
We are,
and we are rocking it out, and we're joined by
I'm just looking around and just enjoying the view.
You know, James Young from the DIY Network, I Hate My Kitchen, is sitting right here. Right?
I do, but I bet he hasn't had a chance to sit down and just take the view in either. You've been running around the show floor
every
filming.
Place. From north to south, east to west.
Yeah.
We've been covering the show.
But
it's a good show, though.
They just tell you where to go, and then you have to
That's
go
it.
And
Boost
talk about
booth.
It. And then
Numbers.
You look at, yes.
2218, right? That's where we're at right
yeah,
now.
Yeah.
That's all I got. Numbers of booths.
That's right. Well,
the number and the time you have to be there.
That's it.
That's all they tell you.
That's all.
All right.
Show up and talk.
Wait, before you give us any more of what you've seen on the show floor, I'm going to doze off for a while. Teresa looks around. I don't know. Are you busy?
No, I want to look around. It's a ginormous space here. And for people that are listening, you know, you go to your local home show and you kind of think, well, maybe it's kind of like that. No, it's not like that.
Oh, no, this is kabam.
Your local home show could fit into this, like, I don't know, 5-6 times over.
This is huge. I mean, there's so many great vendors out here. Just a wide assortment of just different kitchen and bath stuff.
Now, and you know a lot about Convention Center, too, because you helped with building or working on
Las
the Las Vegas
Convention
Center.
You have a great memory.
Thank you.
She did that to display that she has a great memory.
Wow.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And yeah. She can hear well, too. So if you told anybody your middle name and she was within 100 yards.
She heard it.
Yeah, she knows it.
I'm keeping my secret.
The other day, he was whispering in the other room, and I'm like, I responded to him, you heard that? I can't believe you heard that. That's not fair.
Now, conversely, if she speaks that loud, she expects me to have heard it.
Okay.
Well, of course.
And you better remember, too.
And I better remember.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Two of those two things never happen.
Okay.
So, as you can imagine, but I told you that your toothbrush was under the counter. Like, no, you didn't.
So, DIY Network, I Hate My Kitchen, you're filming behind-the-scenes special here at the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show, correct?
The Hot List is what it's
the
called.
The Hot List.
Yeah, so all the hot products.
What's on it? What's on it? Can you give us a sneak
Can you give
peek?
Us a sneak of what's hot?
I'll tell you something I just saw. I love technology.
Mm-hmm.
I just saw this computer program where you can take, where you sketch out your drawing, you can transfer that to where people can actually look 360 degrees, panoramic view of the actual kitchen.
Oh, no.
So the cabinets, the floor, and you. So they're in their house. They have their smartphone or their pad, and they can take it and point it towards the window, and they can just pan, and they can see the actual cabinets, the countertops.
You could just make a sketch?
Yeah,
on
from the sketch.
Paper?
It converts the... No, well, on the computer.
Oh, so okay.
You
okay,
put
okay.
The sketch on your computer,
yeah.
And then you can actually look at it, to scale, how it would look in your actual house. Now, that's cool.
Now, where's that?
Wow.
Gosh, I don't even remember the booth. Now, see, I told you
yeah,
the numbers.
Yeah, yeah. He said 2218, and that was it.
2218. Well, I'll have to go there and find out.
That is absolutely
cool. And that's a
cool.
good tease, too, because it teases everyone to go watch the special.
The Hot
absolutely.
List.
The Hot
on
List on DIY Network.
On DIY Network.
You and Jeff, who, you know, I hate my bath.
Yep.
You hate your kitchen.
I hate. And we're coming up with 2 weeks it will premiere, I Hate My Yard.
Really?
Yeah,
yes.
2 weeks it premieres.
Huh.
Dig it. I like it.
There's a lot
that.
Of hate in this world, so we're trying to clean it up. We're
yeah.
trying to clean it up.
You're trying to capitalize on it?
That's right.
Now, on I Hate My Kitchen on DIY Network,
yes.
You guys are doing, like, these awesome kitchens. You got lame-o, shame-o kitchens, and you come in and boss them out.
That's it.
But, so, for a DIYer who might be thinking about doing their own kitchen, they're complicated, first of all. So, but if you're thinking about taking it on yourself, do you have any tricks that you use over and over and over again that you just depend on to get the kitchen installed right?
I would say the best thing to do is just make sure that you plan it. Plan your projects out. Take time to look at exactly what you want. Just do it right. Do it right the first time.
You know, that's something that my husband now is calling planet.
Okay.
A new planet in the solar system. Planet.
Okay.
It's his thing.
Yeah, once NASA got rid of Pluto, I decided we got
to
get
it.
We need something else. Okay, I got you.
Yeah.
Planet.
If you ever go in and you don't think the kitchen is, you know, I think it's that bad, but it's bad for a reason you can't see.
There's some homeowners where I look at their kitchen, I'll say, you know, this is nice. I don't know why we're tearing up these granite countertops or let's say their cabinets. A lot of times with cabinets, they'll say, we need all new cabinets. And I'll say, well, that's really not the case. Your cabinet boxes are in great shape. How about we change the doors? How about we change the outer appearance of them, put you some new doors, some new hardware in. We're going to save on your budget. Everybody's happy in the end.
And you bring on the love.
Oh, yeah. You got
you
to bring the love.
You got to bring the love.
Bring it strong.
Oh.
Let me get my Barry White voice.
Oh,
you got
yeah.
to bring the love, baby.
Bring the love.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's good. I don't have that voice. I'll be over here waiting.
Yeah. He's better at the hate, I guess. You're better at being angry, I guess.
So you come at doing kitchens from being an electrician first,
electrician.
Right?
I'm a commercial electrician by trade.
What is, or can you say, what's just the most wiped out wiring you've run into? You go in, you see the kitchen, you're like, okay, I can do this. You pull off a piece of drywall or whatever, and you're like, oh, my God.
You know what? We just did a kitchen a few weeks ago and took the sheetrock off the wall, and there was some wiring in there that was, you could tell it burnt. I mean, the wiring was burnt, so it just so happens that we were redoing this couple's kitchen, because otherwise, at some point, there was going to be a fire. So the wires had been squished, so, you know, neutral and hot together, and they had shorted, but it didn't trip the breaker, though. So it's a good thing we got in there. We, of course, we rerouted it and rewired it, but yeah, that was close.
And do you see, like, you know, Romex wire, you know, which is the modern rubber jacketed wire that
right.
we all have, like tied in a BX cable and all this other stuff in old houses?
Well, here's the thing about old houses. Everybody works on them. So you got the homeowner that worked on it 20 years ago, and you got, you know, the new homeowner. So everybody's tried. So none of the wires, you know, you might see a black wire tied to a white wire. So that's a hot and a neutral type, but they're actually hot. You know, when it should be, one should be white, which is the neutral, and the black should be the hot. So you get that because people just don't know.
We don't mess around with electricity. We just
no.
because
no?
that's all it takes. It doesn't take that much. And mm-hmm. I like to say to people, just because you're an electrician's helper in high school or college
right.
for a summer doesn't mean you're an electrician. It means you're dangerous.
You have a lot of potential to be dangerous. Put the ceiling fan up and the ceiling fan falls down.
Oh,
that's
no.
never happened to me. Well, I was hanging it by the wire nuts to try to juggle to get the other thing off the ladder. I'll just let it hang here for a second while I get that. Oh!
There it goes. Gotcha.
Well, I want to know what you're working on at your house. What have you left?
You know what?
Travel around to help everybody else with their houses and here at the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show. What project is left undone?
You know why I'm laughing.
I know there's one.
You know why I'm laughing. Because my wife would love to hear that. Yeah, what are you working on in our house?
Uh-huh.
You're always going to everybody else's house.
Yeah.
But what are you doing for us? I tell you what my next project in my house is, I'm going to build a Murphy bed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I have a guest room that we don't use that much. But the bed's just there. And
it's just taking up space.
Yeah, it's just taking up space. So I've got this plan. I'm going to build this Murphy bed. It's going to have shelves. It's going to have a little desk.
No way.
Yeah, I've got it. I've got it right here in my head.
It got it all on top.
Yeah.
So is this a plan that you've made yourself so that you can customize it to the space?
I'm going to customize it myself.
Wow.
Probably have to call Jeff in to give me a hand with that one.
He would love that.
He would love that. We'll double team it.
Keep him a mile away from
yeah.
that.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get Devlin in to give me a hand on that
no
one.
No idea
he's
what he's
fantastic.
Talking about.
He's fantastic. He's a great woodworker.
No,
did you have a shop at your house, too?
No, I don't have a shop at the house.
No?
I have a basement. My basement, my garage, mm-hmm. that's my shop.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
That's my shop.
Yeah, we have a basement and a garage, too, without the garage.
We don't have the garage.
Okay, you don't have the garage?
Oh.
All right.
All jammed in there.
We have a fantasy about building a garage someday, but it's not happening anytime soon.
I've been there.
I mean, my garage, I've gone a couple winters, but I'm from Minnesota.
Yeah.
So when I get all this stuff in the garage and I can't park the cars, the snow piles up on the cars, so
yeah.
I've decided keep the garage clean during the winter so the cars can go.
So when you come down to a place like New Orleans, do you actually start to melt like Frosty the Snowman?
Oh, man, it's like paradise. 3 hour. It was a 3 hour delay getting out of Minnesota. I mean, we're in April, 6 inches of snow. You know, 6 inches of snow when I left there. So I was delayed on the runway for a couple hours. So, yeah, this is like paradise for me.
No jackets, happy.
Yes, no jackets, happy.
Yes.
That yeah. You, yeah. He doesn't even wear it when it's cold out. I can be all bundled up with everything on me, and he's walking around in shorts because he's from New England. So.
Okay, all right.
It's
so, yeah, you've seen it. You've
it's
seen
no
it.
No Minnesota,
then.
But yeah.
So now that you've been filming for a while, you've been doing the show
six
for a
seasons.
While. Yes. Are you happy that you decided to take them seriously when they wanted you to be on this show all
absolutely.
Those years ago?
You know what? I absolutely love it.
Yes.
I love doing the show. I love working with people. The show is changing in a way now where we give the homeowners more. So it's not like they have to pay out of their pockets for stuff because we've given that to them. So that means we can help people that normally wouldn't be able to get their kitchen redone. Like a lot of my homeowners say, wow, we never would have been able to do this. And now they have, you know, a beautiful brand new kitchen.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then
awesome.
You have people loving you from all over the country
because oh,
yeah. you've been there helping them. You
oh, yeah.
give them beautiful kitchens.
Beautiful kitchens,
oh, yeah.
always.
And
always.
You can love James
oh.
at James Young. Is that two?
James that Young the second.
I.
That's me.
That's his Twitter handle. It could have been LL or some other thing. And follow him on Facebook at the same thing. But the homeowner thing raises a question for me is because you're a military man at some point in your
life.
I am. And you get into these high-pressure situations. You got a kitchen blown up, which is already
oh,
a hard job.
I know
right.
where you're going.
Yeah, you know where I'm going. And then you've got the homeowners who are like, there's a TV camera jammed in my face. I'm an accountant. I don't get, what are you doing? And then all of a sudden, the adrenaline level's going up. The clock is running down.
Right.
Does your military experience, do you find yourself sort of going back to, well, I was cool in this pressure situation, so I can be cool in this other pressure situation?
You know what I try to do with homeowners, just a little trick that I use. Let's say they're an accountant. Right before we get ready to start taping, I start talking to them about accounting.
Yeah.
So they're gonna jabber on, and then I'll be like, all right, let's just continue our conversation, but now let's talk kitchens. And they're comfortable, and that's how we do it.
That, how did you think of that?
Because, I don't know.
Because first of all, the next time I say that, it will be generated as if it's my idea.
Right.
And I will tell everyone.
I put them in their wheelhouse. So that's what I do. I put them in their wheelhouse. I let them talk all about their stuff. And then I just say, okay, well, we're going to tape now. Let's go ahead and tape. And now they feel comfortable and they feel, you know, they're at home anyway. So why not?
I love that.
That is perfect.
Bring in the love.
So let James Young manipulate you at JamesYoung2 on Twitter. JamesYoung2 or the second on Facebook. Check him out on DIY Network. I hate my kitchen, but we love you.
Thanks a lot. I love you too.
We'll
always
be back
with
more of my Fix It Up Life.
Got it.
And I hate the rain and sunny winds. And I hate the beach and
no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
Inside my Fix It Up Life with my wife Teresa
and my husband Mark,
and this segment is titled Fabulous because we're joined by someone beautiful who's created great beauty.
And I just dropped all of my notes,
and I just threw my notes on the hallway
because I'm really excited because I'm gonna have some girl time now.
It
Yay.
Is girl time, and yes. We're joined by Kim Lewis, who's the lead designer at Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and no joke, she is the kind of person who you never saw on camera, but without her, it wouldn't happen.
Oh, thank you, Mark. Well, it took an army, but it was an amazing job. I worked there for 6 years. Design Warrior is my title.
That is a lot of episodes.
Yeah.
That's a lot of late nights.
Over 120 homes that we designed, and I worked in 43 states across the country. The joke is, name most any podunk town in the USA, and I've been there.
Holy smokes. That is an adventure.
Should we go have dinner tonight here? Do you know?
It's shameful, but I have never been to New Orleans till this trip, and I grew up in Texas, y'all. It's shameful.
Wow.
You are not wearing cowboy boots, though.
I know. I switch between heels and cowboy boots.
And you are wearing a set of fabulous heels,
Thank
by
you.
The way.
I'm 4'10 and a half, y'all, so I have to have on heels.
I just got some nude heels, too.
Very similar. That's why I brought them up.
Actually, I almost brought them.
And my shoes are brown.
Oh, we don't care
and,
about your
and
shoes.
They have laces on them, and they keep my feet from touching the floor.
Well, there you go.
They do. They do a very good job. So what are you doing at the Kitchen and Bath Show this year?
Yes, I am here with Cosentino by Southstone by Cosentino, and I'm a design ambassador for them. We worked with them on the show on Extreme Makeover Home Edition for many, many seasons. They donated so many countertops, and I'm here to talk about design trends, be a design perspective on their showroom floor, show people the new product, and that kind of thing.
Oh,
so,
that's great.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny because I'm a carpentry prime minister.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, yeah. I'm here on behalf of XYZ Tool Company,
okay.
And I'm showing everybody what to do.
We actually checked into a hotel once. And he asked for the prime ministerial suite because he said he was a prime minister and I was like his assistant. And
that sounds like something my dad would do.
Yeah.
It's not good.
No, it's not good.
So you're on 120 builds with Extreme Makeover Home Edition. Is there, I know this is a ridiculous question, but is there a moment maybe with talent, with the homeowner, something where you got sort of pushed to the edge or that just stands out to you as, I did it. I made this happen. I made it work.
Yeah, pretty much that feeling was there every week. Unfortunately, now the show has been canceled, but the show, what we got to that point every week, probably the most tremendous, miraculous, whatever you want to call it, build that we did, y'all were at in Joplin. And we built 7 houses in 7 days, and we made it feel, I just, you know, those are the moments where you're like, wasn't one house enough? Can like one house, and the truth of the matter is we didn't build it in 7 days. We built it in 5 days, 106 hours. Literally, the framers had 16 hours to do their work.
To go from a pile
hours.
Of sticks to
7
well,
houses.
pre-panelized trusses. That's one of the secrets.
Yes.
I will give you that.
Yep.
The trusses were pre-built and the panels were pre-built.
Yep.
So, but they had to go up and the concrete set all that 16 hours.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, so every week felt that way, and you got kind of addicted to that adrenaline rush. Now I'm in the real world of design. I'm like, 6 months to do this kitchen? Are you sure? Are you serious? Call me when you have 1 month left in your timeline,
yeah.
And then I'll do it for
My
you.
My hourly rate is $3 million an hour. I work that fast.
Exactly.
I need to make
you
a lifetime's income
yeah.
it now.
That must yeah. be really frustrating, though, because that. Not really how it happens in, you know, the rest of the world. It doesn't happen that fast. Do you
nope.
get really frustrated? Like, when you go to a restaurant, do you get frustrated, like, with the wait staff? Or do you, when you're doing other things in life, like, it's too slow, the line's too long, I need it to happen now?
No, that only applies to construction.
Okay.
Everything else, I'm like, oh, I love, you know, I'm nice to servers. I'm not impatient. When it comes to construction, I'm impatient. And, like, I don't understand why we don't have all the mechanicals going at one time. Why do we have to wait for the electrician to be done for the plumber to come in?
Yeah.
Why can't they work together? Yeah. Everybody should get along.
Why aren't you guys working at night?
Well, yes, we worked at night.
Yeah.
One time we built a house in Alaska and we didn't even need generators because the light, it was during the summer.
Oh, it was the summer.
Oh.
Yeah, and so we had light, you know, sunlight all day long.
Endless daylight.
Yeah, we were up on the second floor of the frame and it's midnight and it's still bright outside and you're like, there's something so wrong with this picture.
Yeah, did that make you feel weird, like after a couple days, you're like, wait a minute.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
Yeah.
I remember to get furniture, we had to drive from Fairbanks to Anchorage. 7 hours. We didn't even touch half the state, right? We're coming back, and it's midnight, and the sun is going down, 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 and then it stops and goes back up. And we're like,
is it like it bounces?
Yeah, literally, it looked like a yellow bounce.
Really?
It was bizarre.
That is fantastic.
I grew up in Texas, so, I mean, the sun stays up here.
Right, yeah.
It's hot.
Yeah.
You know?
Now, you're also doing a project in Africa.
Yes, and I'm excited to talk to y'all about it.
What is it?
Okay, so I met a nonprofit called Art Feeds in Joplin on that
build.
Do you remember
them? Yes, I do. I remember there were two girls and they had a bus.
They're doing art, you know, healing children through art, and they have a mobile art center.
Yeah.
Well, we took sort of that concept to Ghana, West Africa. This nonprofit is called Touch Alive, and they've rescued about 100 kids out of Lake Volta where they've been sold into slavery.
Oh, my God.
And it's really sad. And, you know, Extreme Makeover gave me this passion to be more of a humanitarian designer and to design for people that may not always have the chance to do something for themselves. And So we went over there and built an art center, and it was just a tremendous experience. Back in April, we've been there twice this past year since I left the show. We designed a building in honor of a little boy that loved Legos. And so literally, y'all, in the middle of Africa, it's three pieces that look like Lego blocks.
Oh, wow.
It's really amazing. So we went back about 3 weeks ago and finished the inside of the art center. And it was really fun to see these kids. You know, they don't know how to talk about what they've been through. But if you hand them a piece of paper and a crayon, they really, you know, they can express what they want to on paper by art and craft.
I remember that in Joplin, too.
I remember those girls,
The kids, they just kept drawing tornadoes over and over again, and it was so therapeutic for them to be able to go through that process, and so sad for grown-ups to see what was going on in their minds, and I can't even imagine what is going on with kids who have had to deal with slavery and all of that, and I just can't even imagine.
What I love about
how do you not like be crying all the time?
Oh, I did, but then you just gain this sense of happiness, because what I love that we're doing is, you know, you can put a roof over someone's head, you can feed them. Those are all necessary, beautiful things. But what this program is doing is teaching kids that you're worth more than that. You're worth showing that there's hope for your future. You can be anything you want to be. Dream big.
How can people find out about more about this, maybe help out?
Go to touchalifekids.org. We're on the cusp of creating something. I hope to be building an art center a year. I hope next year I can sit next to y'all and say, we just did one in Cambodia. That's the goal.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, for two reasons. One, we have about a minute left. Two, I'm about to cry my lungs out. So can you, in the minute or so we have left, give me a ridiculous story about Ty Pennington that I can use against him?
No, that's horrible. Yeah, all I will say is the moments that I loved with him when he wasn't working was when we would just find a place in the lobby as a little crew, and he would he loves music. He is a musician at heart, and so we would just jam.
This is a better way to ask the question.
Play?
I was trying to be funny before. What song would jump out at him?
Oh, my gosh. I'm so bad at this. But do you know the song? I'm not going to remember it. I'm so bad at remembering names.
Tim, play a song. See if that's
it. Yeah. Just play one.
Just play some songs.
Yeah, that's it. That's what he played.
Hey, where did we go?
Oh, yeah. Actually, he did play this.
Oh, that's fantastic.
It worked. Out of the lexicon of rock and roll, you found Ty Pennington's favorite song.
Yeah, that's
hilarious, I swear. Well,
so
what's
good.
The website again?
Well, the organization is Touch Alive, so touchalivekids.org.
Touchalivekids.org.
And go check out the Silestone booth, really. There's a ton of new products. Twitter handle for Silestone is Silestone USA.
And our Twitter handle is @MyFixItUpMike. We're going to a break. We'll be back with more from the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show in New Orleans. Right after this.
There's a place called Cunningham Park. It's where the hope can begin. If you've got an open heart, you've got a car, back your boots, it's not that far. 1,200 miles. Joplin.
A better return on investment than remodeling a bathroom or kitchen? Replacing your windows with energy efficient vinyl windows.
They can help you recoup 71.2% of cost and help you save on energy bills from the day they're installed.
And through the end of 2013, you can receive federal tax credits when installing Energy Star qualified windows or doors.
Check out the money saving details at simonton.com/Energy Star Credit.
Whether you're replacing one window or a house full of windows, adding energy efficient vinyl windows can really pay off.
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with ThermaTrue fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting ThermaTrue.com and Fipon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com.
I don't hesitate, no.
You're back inside my Fix It Up Life with my wife, Teresa.
My husband, Mark.
And we're here with the princely sum of four, five of us, our team. Tim Williams, timwilliams.com, you
four,
me.
Four, five.
Mike Williams.
Our imaginary friend.
And Jeff Kincaellan.
Oh.
Everybody's royalty around here. We have the Prime Minister and the Air King.
What's my title? Kim's a warrior.
Kim's a
warrior. I've got to think about your title because it's so easy to just go with queen.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we can do better than that.
Goddess extraordinaire.
Queen of the world is still available,
right? How about
right?
That one?
Queen of the world is still available. Let me
check
and see if that domain's available.
I kind of like the goddess thing better than queen. Because when I think of a queen, I think of an older woman. When I think of a goddess, I think of someone who's eternally gorgeous. And
there
I kind of
go.
Aspire to try to do that.
That's available
as well.
That's
a job. Is that a job I can apply for?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So here's a ridiculous segue. If you had an Air King range hood and your gown would actually get pulled back to it because it's gossamer.
It would be. It would be.
There's an ad in that right there.
There's a
hard copy ad right there.
Speaking of Air King, I was looking at the products that are here on display at the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show, and there's something. Do you remember the house that we were staying at recently? You go in and the exhaust went on inside the bathroom. We didn't have to turn a switch on.
Yes.
And it was automatic.
It was automatic.
And it was quiet.
And
I loved it. You guys have that to offer.
Well, Teresa, here's the deal. What's happening with ventilation is it's not just about exhausting the moist air, the humidity. It has to be done automatically because we all have teenagers or soon-to-be teenagers, and they never turn anything on, and they never turn anything off either. So
if they turn it on, they never turn it off. If you're supposed to turn it on, they never do. So
we have to come up with ways of making sure that fan comes on. So you can have an exhaust fan with a motion sensor, so when they come in the bathroom, it turns on, whether they're using the shower or not. If you have a humidity sensor, when they take a shower for 20 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour, it will run the entire time and stay on until all that hot air is blown out of the house. And
we need
that really makes for a healthy environment.
Yeah.
We need that, and that's what Jeff Devlin was saying earlier today from DIY Network's
yes.
I Hate My Bath. He said the number one thing that people complain about is
mold and algae and all that stuff that grows because the moist air settles in, like, the caulk beads around the tub and the shower.
Mm-hmm.
And all the things that are wrong, the focus is on that,
right,
which can help be mitigated by pulling that moist air out of the bathroom.
If you look at any renovation show and they go into the bathroom, it doesn't matter how old it is, they always point around the top of the ceiling, around the shower, and you see the mold growing in the corners, growing down the walls because it just goes right up to the top of the ceiling and sits there. Now, with any renovation project, there are affordable models that can be bought, easy to install by the homeowner, easy to install by the contractor, available in many places. There's no reason for that to happen. If you get rid of that, that's the number one mold, mildew, indoor air quality bad boy, if you will, in the house.
Yeah.
So you get rid of that, and you have improved your indoor air quality dramatically.
And it sounds to me, too, like if you're the owner of a rental property, you want to have these because you know the renter doesn't care or isn't going to use it anyway. Speaking of kids.
Protect your investment.
It's automatic.
Right. And the nice part about that, too, is that these are so energy efficient now, it doesn't matter if it runs longer than you would think. It's not drawing any cost. It's not drawing any amperage. So it doesn't cost anything. So by putting this on a timer, you can make sure that it is exhausting enough air so it can properly ventilate, get rid of all the moisture.
Well, and another thing, just not even just, you know, doing all of that, but you're protecting everything in your bathroom so that you then don't have to remodel it or change anything out. So everything that you've done to make your house beautiful, you don't then have to redo it because of that, because you're not doing that basic thing of, you know, flipping that switch.
Right. And another thing, too, is there's a big movement now in California primarily for garages, because if you think about it, all the products you store in your garage plus your car. So you pull your car in the garage, it's still running, you turn it off, the garage door comes down. Now there's these motion sensor fans that come on and exhaust the exhaust from your car.
No way.
So now it doesn't creep back into the house with the pressure. So, you know, there's a lot of different ways to improve your indoor air quality without even thinking about
it. It's amazing to me, as I sit here thinking about this, not like I didn't think about it before, but we all talk about insulation. We all talk about making our houses tighter, windows and doors. all very important. But as you do that, you change these old things, like a garage. I can hear somebody saying, I don't need that in my garage. I got a 10-foot wide door. But if your house is super insulated, well, that air is going to get pulled in the house with the pressure changes. That's huge.
Exactly. And now it's a big movement, so it's becoming more and more commonplace. So.
Well, we've got to take a common break.
Oh, we
We're
going to
move into it. So we'll be back with more from the Air King booth and the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show and more My Fix It Up Life.
Might be just a pretty face looking back at me. Might be idle conversation piece. Might be another wasted memory, but I'd like to wait and see.
You're back inside My Fix It Up Life,
and we're at the end of our show.
So check us out on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter.
Go to MyFixItUpLife.com and send us an email at info@MyFixItUpLife.com with your questions, your stories, your pictures.
Watch our videos and your triumphs.
Yes.
Watch our videos on YouTube. Check out our pins and Pinterest. And check us out next time
for more My Fix It Up Life.
Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we side with the referee. So glad you walked into my life. Into My Fix It Up Life. To My Fix It Up Life. Mark's the Chiquita banana woman. To MyFixItUpLife.com.
Thank you for having us, Air King.
That's a wrap.
You might be just a pretty face looking back at me. You might be an idle conversation piece. It might be another wasted memory, but I'd like to wait and see. It might be first date on a city street. It might be a kiss that brings me to my knees. It might be initial carved into a tree, and I'd like to wait and see. Just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad you walked into my life. Into My Fix It Up Life. This is My Fix It Up Life. Might be a white dress walking up to me. Might be sunrise in a sky blue sea. It might be the holder of my front door key. And I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad. Of life, just a simple and low of you. But what do I say to you when I can see all I want with you? It might be grandkids running at my feet. It might be a best friend aging gracefully. It might be lifelong love feels guaranteed. I'm so glad that we. Sometimes we agree just to agree.